उपजन्न वल्लभ गिरवरधारी उपजन्न वल्लभ गिरवरधारी शुद्धानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन शुद्धानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा नचारी अनुन्नतीरागमनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Paramahamsa Paramahamsa Parivadgacharya Sutra Sattva Srishmat A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Gita Sri Prabhupada Founder Acharya Bibhiti Iskon Gita Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Gita All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, which is entitled The History of the Life of Ajamil. Text 27. Saha evam vartamana agya mrityukale upastite matim chakara tanaye bale narayana avaye saivam vartamanogyo mrityukala upastite matim chakara tanaye Bale Narayana Dvaye Saivam Vartamano Gyo Mrityu Kala Upastite Matim Chakara Tanaye Bale Narayana Dvaye Saivam Vartamano Gyo Mrityu kala upastite Matim chakara tanaye Bale narayana dvaye. Please repeat. Oh, yeah. Matajis?
Ivam Vartamano Gyo Nana Upastite Sarasanaye
Saha, that Ajamil, evam, thus, Vartamana, living, Agya, foolish, Mrityukale, when the time of death, Upastite, arrived, Matim Chakara, concentrated his mind, Tanaye, on his son, Bale, the child, Narayana Adpaye, whose name was Narayan. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. When the time of death arrived, for the foolish Ajamil, he began thinking exclusively of his son Narayan. Please repeat. When the time of death arrived, for the foolish Ajamil, he began thinking exclusively of his son Narayan. Purport? It's a purport with a lot of Sanskrit verses. In the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 216, Sukadev Goswami says, Etavan Sankhya Yoga Bhyam Svadharma Parinistaya Janma Labda Parapumsam Ante Narayana Smriti. Translation: the highest perfection of human life achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by acquirement of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of one's occupational duty, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. Somehow or other, Ajamil, consciously or unconsciously, chanted the name of Narayan at the time of death. Ante Narayana Smriti. And therefore, he became all perfect simply by concentrating his mind on the name of Narayana. It may also be concluded that Ajamil, who was the son of a Brahmana, was accustomed to worshipping Narayan in his youth, because in every Brahmana's house there is worship of the Narayan Shila. This system is still present in India. In a rigid Brahmana's house there is Narayana Seva, worship of Narayana. Therefore, although the contaminated Ajamil was calling for his son by concentrating his mind on the holy name of Narayan, he remembered the Narayan he had very faithfully worshipped in his youth. In this regard, Sridhar Swami expressed his verdict as follows: Itakcha tat upalalanadi srinarayana namocharana mahatmyena tadbhaktir evabut iti siddhanto payohit vinyapi drasta vayam.
According to the Bhakti Siddhanta, it is to be analyzed that because Ajamil constantly chanted his son's name, Narayan, he was elevated to the platform of bhakti, although he did not know it. Similarly, Sri Viraraghava Acharya gives this opinion. Evam vartamana sadvija mrityukale upastite satyagyo narayanakye putra eva matim chakara matim asaktam akarot iti artha. Although at the time of death he was chanting the name of his son, he nevertheless concentrated his mind upon the holy name of Narayan. Srila Vijayat Dvaja Tirtha gives a similar opinion. Mrityukale deha viyoga lakshana kale mrityo sarva dosha papa harasya harer anuhrahat kale datta jnana lakshane upastite ridi prakashite tanaye purna jnane bale panchavarsha kalpe pradesha matre narayana dvaje murti visheshe matim smarana samartam Chittam Chakara Bhaktya Smarat Iti Harta. Directly or indirectly, Ajamil factually remembered Narayan at the time of death. Ante Narayana Smriti. Om Agyanatim Randasya Gyananya Salakaya Shakshur Unvilitam Yenat Asmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Anam Visindai Krishna Stamitali, Shimite Satsarup Dasvasami Kanami, Anam Visindai Krishna Stamitali, Shimite Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kanami, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Goravani Pracharine, Nirvishesa, Sanyavadi, Paschatya, Tezatari. So here we are in the pastime of with the history of the life of Ajamil. And Ajamil is at the time of leaving his body. And it says here in the purport, or even in the translation, when the time of death arrived for the foolish Ajamil, he began thinking exclusively of his son Narayan. So Ajamil is called foolish. So why is that? Because Ajamil had his youth, his upbringing was in a Brahminical family. So he had learned all the Vedic rituals. He had an Vaishnava education, he had learned mantras, he had learned the principles of worshipping the Lord and the principles of pure lifestyle. And then so that was his whole upbringing from child to adult life. And then at a certain moment he became bewildered. And he was completely taken away from, you can say, from the right path, from the spiritual path. He was completely distracted, and more than distracted, he was completely taken away with his mind and senses, were completely bewildered, and his intelligence was also bewildered. So he basically took up a complete different lifestyle than what he had learned before. He knew in theory everything, but due to the influence of his previous life, he became bewildered by the Maya, by the illusory energy, and was taken away. We see that sometimes when we preach to young men, they agree, or they start explaining them about the basics of Krishna consciousness, then they agree with the importance, with the value of Krishna consciousness, with the principles of Krishna consciousness. They say yes, yes, yes to everything, and for some time it looks like they are going to take up a Krishna conscious lifestyle, but then some or other they don't take to it. They continue to. So of course here it is stronger, because the example I gave from the preaching is more somebody who is in a conditioned life and who shows some interest to spiritual life. But with Ajamil it was even stronger. He was a devotee of Lord Narayan, and he allowed himself to be taken away in a completely different lifestyle of material entanglement. So in that sense, that was even stronger. And that's why also he is called in this verse, he is called foolish. He is not a demon because he is weak, his senses are weak, his intelligence became weak. That's why he is called foolish. Like Srila Prabhupada also would use that word regularly, or the word muda, foolish, stupid. So these are all descending words for somebody who deviates from the real path of spiritual life. Now, although he was foolish, still he actually got a mercy. And because when he started to call out, when he was felt that he was realizing that he is in the last phase of his life, and it was becoming serious. At that time he was around 80 years of age. His age was around 80 years. But he had many children, and he even had one young child whom he had given the name Narayan. So that young child, he was very, as you know, he had a strong affection for it. The parents and grandparents, sometimes they show a lot of affection for their children and their grandchildren. And in the case of Ajamil, because he was older and he became more dependent, so he had developed a strong bond, especially with his youngest child, which by Krishna's mercy he had given the name Narayana. So then in the last moments of his life, he called very seriously, very sincere for his child Narayana, and that sincerity that dependency of that brought him to basically transcend that name. It was not from his side, it was not pure chanting. From his side, it was actually to call his son. At the same time, due to his upbringing, due to the fact that from birth he was worshipping Lord Narayan, he was glorifying Lord Narayan's name, Lord Vishnu's name, then it was deeply rooted in his heart, and by that mercy of that previous education and previous previously being absorbed in the holy name, then some or other, in that very moment of intensity, calling out for his son, some or other, due to his past education in Krishna consciousness, he called Narayan with some sincerity, and he transformed it from his son to Lord Narayan. So this is Krishna's mercy, that upon Ajamil, for his previous time in his first part of his life, and as such he got the mercy, because already the Yamadutas were there. They were ready to take him. They don't knock on the door to ask if they can come. They come right away when the time is there, and when the person is sinful, the Yamadutas, they don't ring the bell, they don't knock on the door, they come straight away to the person and are ready to take him. And these Yamadutas, they have a fierce appearance. They are looking like with deep wrinkles in their face and with their teeth sharp and in an aggressive, in a passionate way. So they came, they were ready to take Ajamil. But because he had cried out for Narayan, and because Lord Narayan was coming forward to help him, therefore the Vishnudutas immediately came, and Vishnudutas, with their shining face, with their golden helmets, with their forearms, with their merciful glands, they were immediately there because of exactly that he had called the name of Lord Narayan, and immediately they came to his protection, and immediately they were superior, because there were two parties there, the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas. But immediately the Vishnudutas showed their superiority. So this is the mercy of the holy name, the fact that the holy name is not different from the Lord is here shown by example. The mercy of the holy name, the power of the holy name, is here shown in this example of Ajamil. Now, in the purports, Prabhupada refers to the Srimad Bhagavatam, where 216, where the verse says that the highest purification of life, the highest purification of human life, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. So to remember the Lord at the end of life, that is a very important test we are passing. Just like when we study, then there are many tests we have to pass. But the student is always keeping in mind the final test of the exam so that he can get his degree. And whatever small tests one has, one is always thinking, oh, the final test is after 3 years, 4 years, whatever. I have to do my thesis, I have to work for that. And the student is always keeping in mind that at that time he will have to be ready. And in order to be ready in 3 years for the final, 3 or 4 years for the final exam, one will have to build up and will have to do pass many smaller tests in order to get to the final test. So in spiritual life also, the final exam is that we are able to think of the Lord at the moment of our last breath. Like sometimes we call it the last damdavat, because the body, the last breath, means we give ourselves completely. But if in that moment we can think of the Lord, then we have passed the test. Then we have passed the most difficult exam. Because all our activities are meant to come to this point. Whatever we do is actually the goal is to develop love of Godhead, but this love of Godhead means to always think of the Lord and to never forget Him. So, if our life comes to an end, then whatever we have done during our life should lead to the point of being able to think of the Lord at the end of life. So this is a very important consideration and when we see also in the process of Krishna consciousness, if we see how Srila Prabhupada laid out our day, then we can see that all these activities, all these parts of the spiritual program, Mangal Aarti, chanting the holy name, Tulsi Puja, Guru Puja, Bhagavatam class, all these activities are meant to help us in our spiritual life and to help us to understand Krishna better and to serve in better and to be always busy with serving Him, pleasing Him, pleasing His pure devotee. So all the activities in Krishna consciousness, they are leading towards that. They are leading towards an intensity of Krishna consciousness. They are leading towards an intensity of always thinking of Krishna and never forgetting Him. And we also, besides the spiritual program, we also do many other activities. But it is understood that the spiritual program is the basis for everything else. We also do practical devotional service, and we also make spiritual progress by doing practical devotional service. But it is understood that the basis of any service, whatever service we do, from sweeping the floor to managing the temple, anything we do, the basis is always our sadhana bhakti. The basis is always our spiritual program. And that is for everybody. There is no exception to that. So many different services we can do, but there is no exception for the essence. That shows what is the essence. The essence is that we develop our love for Krishna and that we prepare ourselves for the time of the, as in the case of Ajamil, so that we pass this test of the last moment of life. In our community in Radhades, there was one devotee, Mataji. She joined when she was 55, and she took very seriously to Krishna consciousness. And she also helped very much at that time, in the early 80s, she helped very much with the financial contribution of the development of the project. And but she was always very sober and very serious about her spiritual program. So then naturally she joined in the early 84 when she was 55. So then a few years ago when she was around 80 years, then naturally her body dwindled down and she was also worshipping Vrinda Devi, Tulsi Devi. And so then when in her later age, when she was not able anymore to take care of her fully, herself, then she asked devotees to read for her. So devotees took turns reading for her from the Krishna book. And then when she became, you could see when she became visibly all to the point that she would not live very long anymore, then she always remained attached to this hearing the pastimes of Krishna. She always also kept chanting. So she did the process as complete as she could in her limited capacity. So then when she then on the last moments, then there was one devotee with her, and she was lying on her bed, and she came up and said, don't you see Mother Yasoda is here, don't you see Mother Yasoda? So then the devotee,
guys, Shri Govanitai, Shri Hare Krishna.
So then she was so absorbed that devotee thought, let me call other devotees. And within no time, within 5 to 10 minutes, there were like 25 devotees in her room. And they started to chant, and the kirtan was very, very sweet and very intense, very pure. And within the time of 45 minutes, she left her body. So this was very, very beautiful, that to leave our body like that, surrounded by the devotees with kirtan. But these things, they don't happen by accident. If we think, I'm going to take my spiritual life serious later, then we may not end up in such situation where we can leave our body surrounded by the devotees, surrounded by the holy name. Just like in the case of Ajamil, it didn't happen by accident that he named his son Narayan. It didn't happen by accident that in the last moment of his life, although he had a foolish lifestyle for most of his life, still, at the end of his life, he was somehow or other able to connect with Lord Narayan. But it didn't happen by accident. It was because for the first 20-30 years of his life, he was a devotee of Lord Narayan. So the same thing with Mother Lala Samayi, it didn't happen by accident that Mother Yasoda came to her. It didn't happen by accident that suddenly when the time was needed, that suddenly 20-30 devotees came in her room and so this happened because of her, because she took Krishna consciousness very serious. So therefore it is so important that from the moment that we understand the importance of Krishna consciousness, that we take to it in a very serious way, and that we don't delay, that we don't say, as in Spanish they say, mañana, means tomorrow. That's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to take to our spiritual life immediately, to study and understand the philosophy, and in this way absorb ourselves, and then as a natural effect we will develop a loving relationship with the Lord, and then as a natural effect we will, at the last moment of our life, we will be able to think of Krishna. Or as Sri Prabhupada said at some occasion, where if a devotee has done his best, but he may still be a little short in his Krishna consciousness, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu might come and make up the difference, what he is lacking at the time of death. But this mercy comes when we deserve it. As Sri Prabhupada sometimes said, first deserve and then desire. So we deserve something when we have worked for it. First work, samadhi later. So when we have worked, when we have taken our spiritual life serious, when we have taken the chanting of the holy name serious, when we have taken the studying of the book serious, then we can deserve. But first comes the hard work, comes first. It is also explained in this chapter that in relation to Ajamil that the sins are performing sins means getting reaction, getting karma, either immediate karma in the form of pain or extended karma in you know, post-dated karma, so to say. And the root cause of this sinful life is ignorance. And that's why if somebody is a fool, he can still be forgiven. But one should come out of this ignorance. One should work himself out of ignorance and come into goodness so that we can transcend the goodness and get to pure spiritual life. It is also explained that we can do austerities, we can do penances, we can try to control to some extent our mind and senses, and in this way we can be forgiven from certain sins we have performed. But unfortunately the root cause of the root cause of sinning again doesn't go away with that. The root cause of not anymore sinning goes away when we take to Bhakti Yoga. So Bhakti Yoga, the chanting of the holy name, has as an effect that it takes away the desire to sin. Because the desire to sin is a conditioning of the heart. And the chanting of the holy name has an effect, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, has an effect of cleaning the heart. So if we are conditioned, then the solution is not to do some great austerities to come free of these sins, because then austerities you can only do for some time, and then what? Then we fall again back to the sinning. So the real solution is to go to the root of the sin which leads to conditioned life by the process of chanting the holy name, and in this way purify and uproot that sinful desire in the heart and purify it, so that for the rest of our existence it is cleaned out, it is taken care of. Of course, this process, as we all know, takes time, depends also on the sincerity of our chanting, depends also on the deeper understanding of Krishna consciousness, and on the way we practice it. But we are under the shower, so when one is under the shower, the body gets cleansed. And after some time, then the desired result will be there. So I will stop here. Are there any comments, questions?
Hare Krishna. We never know what state of mind we will be in and what is the condition of our body at the time of leaving the body. So do you think we can remember Krishna by our own endeavor, or it's the Krishna who makes us remember at the time of leaving the body?
We do not know exactly what is going to happen at the time of death, but we know the best process to prepare ourselves. So, and Srila Prabhupada, he promised that if we follow this process of Krishna consciousness, then we will be saved at the time of death. So this is the promise of a pure devotee, of course on the condition that we follow, the principles, chant 16 rounds and develop Krishna consciousness. But his words will not go in vain. So with that promise and with that process, we can be reassured, although not knowing exactly what will happen at a moment of death. But if we take the process serious and with enthusiasm, then we will get the desired effects.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you said that Mataji had a very nice peaceful death, 45 minutes nice kirtan, and she was reading Krishna book. But there are some elevated devotees, they met with accident, sometimes air crash, blown. So why these things are happening?
I mean, the Lord has his plan, so I cannot say why the laws of karma and the Lord's will cannot always be understood by us. So I think we have to see it as the Lord's will. I cannot say much about why in some cases by accidents devotees who are missed by many other devotees suddenly leave their body. I don't know.
There are 26 qualities described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is it possible to develop all those qualities in one lifetime?
I was not able to understand.
There are 26 qualities of a Vaishnava described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is it possible for a person to complete and achieve those, master those qualities in one lifetime by this devotional process, or it takes time, birth after birth? Because those are the qualifying standards. Mm-hmm. So is it possible, or can we notice them in ourselves or in others, or how the whole development process takes place.
As far as I understand, our goal should be to take this process of Krishna consciousness serious with whatever we have got. All of us, we have a different... I was 30 when I joined Krishna consciousness. So then I had my luggage with me. So it might be difficult to develop all these qualities after a conditioned life of 30 years. But in any case, we should make the best of a bad bargain, take to the process of Krishna consciousness seriously, and then automatically we will develop the 26 Vaishnava qualities to some extent, maybe not to the perfect extent, but to some extent, and our concentration should be on the quality of the chanting of the holy name, the quality of the association with other devotees, senior devotees, younger devotees, equal devotees, and then performing our service in a humble attitude, and then the rest we leave up to the Lord. It's the Lord who decides what will happen with me at the time of death. But the part I can do is the part of the of taking Krishna consciousness serious, of seriously participating in the morning program, seriously studying the books, and dealing nicely with the devotees and offering the food, take prasadam. So all these beautiful elements are given by Sri Prabhupada to us. So if we take to them seriously and with enthusiasm, there will be result. It may not be to the perfection. In some cases it may be. In my case, it may not be to the perfection or whatever, but there will be a sufficient desired result as Lord Prabhupada promised to us.
Hare Krishna.
We will end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.